Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Sherry Jones.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. How is everybody doing? Yes, it is Think Thursday. And we have some exciting information for you this evening. And before we get going, I'd like to tell you, you know, that the tendency of human beings to try and escape challenges and seek an easy, peaceful environment. But happiness cannot be found somewhere else. It is found within us. A genuine way of life consists of transforming where we are right now into a supreme paradise. And the gentleman that I have coming on this evening does transformation, moving into many, many paradises that's coming on. Before we bring him on with you this evening, I'm just going to play a song and let you get adjusted to this song. Now, this particular song was their introductory song to Waking Up with Linda McShann when I first met them. So we're going to play this, but this is not all that's happening this evening. So welcome in. You know, we say unity without harmony creates no peace, but unification with action creates victories, and we're about collaboration here. So sit back and relax and welcome in to Think Thursday.
Look at that.
Remember yesterday,
no
more.
I remember.
arcade. Ha, you remember yesterday?
That because that is from Phil Lynette, and the gentleman, Phil Bill, is coming on with us this evening. But this time, we're talking about a different Phil, and it's going to be the acoustic set. You know, people are very creative out there, and since the pandemic, we dig down real deep, and we transform into many, many, many things. Now, Phil is from Memphis. He moved to Los Angeles. He has the band Phil and Them. I know you've heard of them, and you just heard the song. That's how they were introduced to you through Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. He's been on Kicking It with Phil on his podcast. He's on YouTube. He's everywhere. But this evening, we're going to bring on a different Phil. Phil, Bill, are you on the air with us this evening?
I'm on the air with you this evening, and thank you so much for having me.
You're going to have to come up. You're going to have to come up. We're having a problem. Can you turn up your volume? We can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Is that any better?
A little bit better. It's sounding a little bit off, but, yeah, we'll just scream it out. Let's see if we can get a better volume here.
Is that better?
That's a little better, yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Well, I am very glad to be the house tonight. I love them. You always give us so much love, and yeah, we're very excited. Thank you for having me.
You are excited, but you know what? Our connection is kind of off here. But before we take it any further, I don't know, maybe you can hang up, call back, but I don't want you to get off right now because I need to let them know what's happening this Saturday, which is April 17th. And it's going to happen with the Facebook Live event, which will be a different feel, the acoustic set. But you're going to have to let us know, if we can get a better volume, what inspired this? How did this come about? We know about Phil and them, but Saturday is also your birthday. So that's a great celebration. That's a gift for the fans and the listeners, a great way for you to honor yourself. And it's going to be on Facebook at 5 o'clock. I know there's a lot of people that have already joined in. We have room for many, many more. We're asking everybody to join us out here. Try again to speak, and let's see if we have a better connection, Phil.
All right. I hope that you can hear me better. But, again, this is so exciting for us. And, you know, with the pandemic and everything that's going on, it all sort of happened by chance. Well, there was a Christmas party, and the guitar player and I were doing one of the songs, Summertime Rain. And one of the guests, who may be one of the listeners right now, said, oh, you guys should record that version. You guys should record that version. And so we picked several songs from our original album, You Feel Me. We picked four of those songs. I wrote another song about my mom. We collaborated on that. And then, a different feel was born. But because of the pandemic, the guitar player moved to the area, and we had been practicing and everything, so we got another really good friend that came in, and we went to the studio and did recorded five songs, and then suddenly he was moving to Texas. And so when he did that, we said, we got to shoot these videos. So we shot the videos, and now we're premiering the videos, and it all just happens to be on my birthday, which is this Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'm hoping you and your listeners will come out. You can stay safe with some small, cool sounds, and I'm going to feel really good. I hope you guys can hear me.
Well, I want to say that when I saw the video and the promotion, it was very, very exciting for me. And I also know that Chaz mentioned to me this particular song that I'm going to play. I will play the song just to give him another little tease of a different feel. But he did not write this, but on for the event, there's many, many songs that he is, because, you know, we cannot have songs without lyrics. And Chaz is the person that I know. It's a full collaboration over there. I don't know if Chaz is on. Chaz, are you on with us? Can you just say hello to us for a moment? Let me ask you one question.
Hello, and sure, ask me one question.
You know, I know that you put all your emotions and your feelings in your brain and in that pen and on that computer, so I'm not going to put you on the line. We have sometimes we have technical difficulties, but you mentioned to me that you, for the event that's coming up, you will have written some of the songs and participated in them. This particular song that I'm getting ready to play, you did not write with that, but it's a full collaboration over there with you and Phil and them and a different feel. And on after I play this song, I want persons to pay attention to the background vocals that coming through on this a song which is called Summertime Rain, in which I love, and listen to the beautiful voice that's coming up, a young lady. I think her name Alana. That's singing on this. Atlanta has one of those soothing, memorable voices, because when Phil puts things together, it all sends a message. It's all about love. It's all about collaboration. He gives you things to think about, and also he gives you things to remember. Remember yesterday at this particular time happens to be one of my favorites, but everything that he does, his favorite, and now he's going the acoustic way. You see, you don't need a full band to make it happen, and we're learning that right now. And when we're going through events and things that happen, it forces us to dig down deep, and that's what I've been seeing here. I just see all this transformation. I see all of this goodness coming out, and again, this is coming. Happy birthday ahead of time. This is going to Phil. And also, we want more to join in. It's going to be a great celebration. You are going to hear some goodness, some things that you didn't even know existed that's coming out of this acoustic set. Let me play this song for you. Just listen very closely.
As the winter air you breathe,
Beginning of what you're going to get on Saturday, April 17th, 5 o'clock, Facebook Live. A different feel, the acoustic set. You want to make sure that you tune in. Make sure that you come and get some of this goodness. You are definitely in for a treat. Very, very talented, very, very creative, nothing but love, memories. Wonderful, wonderful thoughts. Now, please think about that when you get off. Mark your calendars. I'll see you on Saturday. And before we let Phil go, we're going to tell him our early, early happy birthday. What a great way to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, wow. I'm just so excited about it. And it's a little funny story. I don't know how funny it is, a story about this particular song, but I was actually on the bus, and I was going through hard, hard times, and this Filipino family had taken me in, and my best friend, Izzy, wrote this song for me, and so it brings back a lot of memories. I remember, you know, as I was coming to the house, I just had like a suitcase, two suitcases. And I was coming from church that day, and the front, I was asking somebody, oh, can I, you know, there's a guy who was over a recovery house, and he had some extra beds, and I just said, you know, brother, do you have an extra bed? He said, Phil, I gave my last bed. I said, well, would you take me to the bus stop, you know, so, you know, I don't want the people at the church to see me with those bags. And he took me there, and I end up in Hollywood. And my friend, my Filipino friend's mother was on the second-story balcony barbecuing fish. And she said, hi, Phil, how you doing? I looked down at the suitcases, looked up at her, and tears rolled down my face. And she said, come, Phil, eat now, talk later. And that Filipino family took me in. And I'm just telling you, there's a lot of love out there. And especially with the things that's going on right now, with George Floyd's the trials and everything that's going on, it's just to let you know that there's still love. There's still hope in the midst of all the stuff that's going on. So I'm just hoping, like, on my birthday, because it's on Facebook Live, during this pandemic, we can actually reach so many people all over the world, all over the states, and people who I've, you know, been or I haven't seen for years. We're looking to just rekindle family, friends, relationships, and my whole thing is people, music, unite. And I'm just so excited about it, and I just hope your listeners can come out on this Friday, just 5 p.m. Pacific time, a Saturday. Thank you, Chaz.
Yep.
Yeah, Chaz is the boy. Saturday.
Okay. Well, you know what, so, Phil? I am so glad, and I feel it. I feel your love. Yes, it is a lot of love out there, and yes, people are here for us, and there is hope. And as I always say to all is to – we have a motto to never give in to your negativity or anyone else's. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. You want to proceed as the mighty fierce lion shining like the bright sun, no matter what, because you are able to turn the impossible into the possible. And hearing your story and seeing the changes and all the transformation, and thank you so much for sharing that, because that's empowering, that's encouraging out there to others out there, and what you have just let all the listeners know, that there is love here, and what you want to do is be a part of generating that out there, and what you say, people, music, and to unite. And on that note, we're going to look to hear you on Saturday. Everybody chime in. Now, how do they just go into the Facebook events, right? And this will come up. Is there a link or something that they have, or just have to be invited in and say that they're going? How does that work?
All of these, if they go to the event page on Facebook and go April 17th, they will see a different field acoustic set, and they can just click going, and that'll be it. They'll just tune in at 5 o'clock on Saturday on Facebook Live, and they'll be right in. So all they have to do is just go to the event page for April 17th, which is a Saturday, and look for a different Phil, the acoustic set, and it'll pop right up. And our group, Phil, was my name, P-H-I-L. There's a middle word, N, and then the last word, NEM, N-E-M. So Phil, N, NEM. And if they pick that up, just click that, they'll find us. So, yeah, just on the event page. Oh, and I hope they can come.
Well, they're going to be there because of your love, and you move like a magnet, and they feel your heart, and we're going to have a great time. And again, ahead of time, just in case I can't click it in or chat it in, I'm telling you happy birthday now, and what a great way to celebrate your birthday and honor your fans, the world, and everyone else with your greatness. Phil, we love you. Chaz, we love you, and those background vocals coming with that acoustic is awesome. I think Chaz told me the young lady's name was Atlanta, but she's beautiful. She sounds like a beautiful bird back there. And you know it's all about
okay.
The music and love with us here. Congratulations to you. We'll see you on Saturday. Rest, relax, and get ready to just, like, give that goodness to the world. And on that note, we're going to say good evening to you guys and move into our second segment. We love you. Thank you so much.
We love you. Thank you for having us.
No problem. You know
thank
it's about
so
collaboration. Love you.
I love you. I love you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Break it up with Linda.
You said it, girl.
Jerry Care. Yeah. Ooh. Break it up.
Jerry Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Yes, we have Phil. Bell, come on. We're feeling them. That's going to give you a performance of a lifetime on Saturday, April 17th. Even Facebook Live, it will be a different feel. The acoustic set, He's a very, very talented young man, very spiritual, very loving, and he cares. He cares about the world and everyone else. This second section that's coming on is going to be sponsored by La Fleur by Tracy. Exquisite floor design. If you need a design of love, you want to contact Linda Lee, and that number is 213-487-6487. Contact Linda Lee, 213-487-6487, and get a design of love. Our next segment is going to be bringing on Miss Miyoshi. What's up? And you know she has a lot to educate us with. She's clicking fast, so get your pens and pencils out. Miyoshi, what's up? Are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Wisdom?
Hello, Miyoshi. Thank you, thank you. I know you had a busy, exciting week. We are so glad that you're coming on and give us some information here. And I know that it's going to be very educational, very informative, and very encouraging. So I'm just going to be quiet over here.
Yes, yeah, so tonight's topic is tough love. I chose this topic because we think love is always supposed to be easy and breezy and could swivel. You know, something we could just, you know, rock our way through, and sometimes that may not be the case. And that also is with, you know, it goes along with our purpose and our goals. And sometimes hurdles and stumbling blocks is going to happen. But it all determines on how you're going to handle it. And I chose tough love because, you know, I'm always referenced back to my life. I was having a conversation, and it was basically a constructive criticism. And it's always good because when you sit back and realize the conversation that you had, and it may have been some things you have even thought and crossed your mind about yourself that you need to either work on or start trying or being better at that skill or that talent or that lack. You know what I mean? Or being that irresponsibility, whatever that case may be, it has wondered and crossed your mind. It just so happens somebody is verbally telling you. It's like a mirror. Another person in another physical body, different than you are, have different opinions and, you know, all that stuff, is actually telling you all along what you have thought about, whether you thought about it once or twice or, you know, you're like, dang, I really need to work on that. Because sometimes I even think like, dang, I really need to work better at doing that. Or, you know, I need to put that more in my schedule or whatever that case may be. Now I just have a mirror. You know, a reflection of really what's going on inside of me, and now it's telling me. And either I'm going to control my emotions and take the constructive criticism, because all along this is what I've been thinking about of myself. It's just now that instead of thinking about it, now it's being verbally said, but not for me, from a mirror. A reflection of me, because you're only going to take constructive criticism from somebody you love, somebody you respect, somebody you look up to, somebody you think that will have your best interest, correct?
Yes.
So that's where constructive criticism, because you're not going to take constructive criticism from someone that really doesn't even know where you're trying to go, your purpose, your goals, or what you've been through. You know what I mean? So, you know, constructive criticism also comes from people, your mentors and people that you really value in your life. For you to take that criticism and let it be a construction of the foundation of what you're trying to build, which is your legacy. Mm-hmm. So, tough love, you guys. Take love for what it is, whether love be a TKO, you know, whether love be a 10-round and, you know, you win. Whatever the stage and age and fight it may be, let it always be, at the end, be love. Whether it's tough, whether it's easy at the moment, because it's always going to be different weathers of the storm.
The weather, the storm. Well, when I'd like to ask you something, and when you say that, you know, we are our mirrors of each other, but when this information is coming to you, and when it comes to you, like you say, It could come from a loved one. It could come from a mentor, someone you respect. But after you get back in it and you think about what you heard, it takes you and you reflect on, like you say, your inner feelings, what you've been telling your insides has been talking to you. And then here it is, fruition, face to face.
Exactly.
When that comes, is it like, well, we take things differently. Did it produce anger? Did it produce sadness? Or, like you say, it was constructive. Did you go right to the point that it was constructive? What did you feel?
At the moment when I was taking the constructive criticism, always the shock, the like, what? Like, no way. But, like, yeah, way. Like, you know, deep down inside, like, yeah, way. And then listen. And then being responsible. And sometimes you have to also listen to what somebody is saying, too. And then listening, understanding, like, yeah, they're right. Like, you know what I mean? And being, you know, having a little attitude. But when you buy yourself and you check, like, yeah, that is right. And what they said is true. And I really need to work, you know, better at it. Because if they see that if I can work better at this, too, then I can be much further. You know,
okay.
What I mean? So clearly, if I've been thinking this and they're on the same, you know, think wave and alignment as I am, because when you are around people, you guys are supposed to be on the same frequency. You know, it's not supposed to be no off balance. You know, everybody in your tribe, in your quest, is supposed to be equilibrium. You know, everybody's supposed to be, you know, have a balance. But, yeah, taking that and, just taking it for what it is and just having basically like a, you know, like a second opinion, you know, a second notion, saying, okay, yeah, that, you know, yeah, if they see, you know, what I've been seeing, and if I said, if I could work hard on it, if I got a second notion, then, you know, that's double the reward, you know, double, you know.
If they see what you've been thinking, huh?
Right. So it's just a great thing, but it also comes with age and growth and, you know, having been, you know, the Miyoshi, you know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to receive that information and take it for what it is and, you know, allow it to be, you know, the nutrients and the growth that I need to plant my garden.
Well, that's why everything is based on timing, as we say, and listening to you and understanding, you know, they were saying what you've been seeing on the inside, but we're really having conversations with yourself as where is this coming from, and then here comes this mirror. We are all mirrors to each other. When we see people, we either their reflection. And it's either what you want to be or what you never want to become. Okay, we're mirrors to each other. So it's a thing, but like you say, it made you sit back and do a self-assessment. And because of the wisdom and the correct timing, because everything is based on timing, and, you know, there's a saying, we know we have eyebrows, okay, but we can't see them, but we know we got them. So whenever I get in a situation like that myself, that's the first thing I go to. Okay, I know I got eyebrows, but I can't see them. But somebody is looking at these eyebrows, and they're letting me know that they're crooked right now. It doesn't say that it's going to take me out, that I'm going to fall, but it does make me go back and reassess and think about it. Okay, and if it's something, like they say, you take what benefits you and you leave the rest alone. It might have been 144 words they told you, but you only needed to hear the 44. So you throw the other 100 away, okay, because they did not hit to the point, even though they were said. I like that. And when you say tough love, when I saw the topic, I said, you know, tough love. We talk about tough love, and we talk about how we treat our siblings or what we do to our kids or don't enable them when people say show tough love. But your tough love is coming from an inner perspective of dealing with that tough love on yourself. And you are the assessor there. That's a great topic. I'm so glad you're sharing this with us, Miyoshi, because when I get off the phone, I'm going to go look in the mirror myself. because I say some things to myself, and sometimes self don't want to listen to them. But after this conversation, I'm going to have to do a little deeper assessment. I try to keep it out there and keep it balanced, but like you said, everybody... Everybody in the tribe is supposed to be on the same equilibrium, but sometimes we get a little crooked every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes another tribe member to bring us back to align
exactly.
as I say. And some people, it's hard to do. It's hard to do in relationships, and you're dealing with individuals with different personality. And I know your personality, my personality is sort of the same. And I used to come right back at you, you know, let you know. And then I still have tribe members that you can't tell them anything. They know everything. Everything you know, they know. When you try to tell them everything, they know. So with those tribe members, you have to polish that mirror up a little bit more, okay? And you start with yourself of how you want to deal with this information you're getting or where it's coming from. And is it the proper timing to assess that other individual? You know, it's a two-way street. Well, actually, it's three-way, because you're dealing with what your inners are telling you, you're dealing with what you don't want to deal with, and then you have to deal with something someone else is bringing you. So I guess it would fall under the category of tough love, starting with yourself first. Great topic. I'm loving this. I am loving this. What's up? I knew you were going to bring us something to give us some information.
You know I got you, Linda.
And when
you
is the next?
You know I got you.
Yeah, I know you do. We've had some interesting things. I made some connections through some networking from that phenomenal
yes.
Women's Summit. And last week we had Miss Jen Harris on that shared
yes,
and you shared. Yes, the greatness, and through that connection, there were other people. That was Michelle, the financial advisor, you know, connections with that. So some wonderful, great, and balanced people that are setting up in the tribe to make things happen. And then you come with this tough love, which put another spin on it, because it's not about tough love in the environment. It's an inner tough love with what we have to realize for ourselves. But you say you got it together, huh? They were telling you what you were telling yourself. And you
exactly, Linda. And it's nothing better than, I call it, now I just call my inside, really outside opinions, second opinions. It just let me know that everything that I was thinking or saying to myself was correct. Mm. You know what I mean? So I just want to tell my listeners, you know, take tough love with a grain of salt. Take it for what it is. Let it be the nutrient and the fertilizer you need to plant your garden to be healthy, to grow in due season, in due time. You know, let it be the construction of your foundation of the legacy that you're trying to build, which is on a solid foundation. Let it be to the highest good of what you need it to be to get to your purpose and your goal here on this earth. So I just want to tell my listeners that, you know, great old fan, you know, I love you guys. And I just want to say to my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings.
Now, Miyoshi, what's up, has given us the information on what's up about the tough love. Miyoshi will be back with us next week. Everybody think about it. Remember, she said, when the inner conversation moves to return back to you from the outer conversation, that's where the tough love begins. And that's where the growth will come, the foundation will get stable, you'll have a healthy mind, and you'll be balanced. Miyoshi, we love you. What's up? Keep kicking out there. Keep those young ones out there on the move, and keep sharing and caring, okay?
All right. Love you too, Linda.
Love you. Have a great evening. Thank you. That's right. Keep in mind out there, the vaccines you're getting, but don't relax down, okay? Please do not relax down. Continue to get your COVID testing, all right? We love you. Waking up with Linda McShane.
Breaking up with Linda McShane.
Uh-huh,
you ready,
girl.
Yeah.
Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.